calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hello, Dennis. This is Kathy Schmall with Agricultural Commodities Transport. We received one of your flyers and was kind of curious about what you have to offer.
Sure, Kathy. I can definitely look into it for you. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes, it's 23110401-0043-4437.
Excellent. And that's for, there you are, for Agricultural Commodities Transport. Ken Schmall?
That's correct. Yes, my husband.
Excellent. Okay, let me just see here. And the number you're calling in from, is that the office number?
It's my cell phone.
Is it? Okay, perfect. You guys are out up in Fresno, huh? I got a good buddy from the military that lives up there.
Who is it?
I have a good buddy that was in the military with me. He lives in Fresno, actually. He lives in Merced, actually, not Fresno.
Oh, okay.
But,
yes, we're in warm country. Where are you? You're located in San Diego?
San Diego. It's been pretty warm everywhere, actually, in California in general. But we actually got some cooler weather this weekend. But it's kind of cloudy right now, so
that's
a bummer.
Good.
So, Ms. Schmall, what was your first name?
Kathy, with a K.
Kathy. S-C-H-M-A-L-L. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, Kathy. And my name is Dennis. I can give you my direct number in case we get disconnected.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll get past all this eventually, sorry. It's area code 858-519-5315.
Mm-hmm. 5315. Okay, got it. Dennis, and what's your last name?
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay. Okay.
So absolutely, as far as what we have to offer, I mean, we're a commercial bank. We've been out for about 15 years. We offer loans for working capital loans. We also have loans for equipment as far as equipment financing goes. The working capital can either be secured or unsecured. You can secure it with collateral if you wanted to. Otherwise, we do have some shorter term working capital loans that are based off the company's revenue that can be used for either inventory, payroll, taxes, marketing, whatever you want to use it for. We don't monitor the use of those funds. Otherwise, if you're looking for more of a traditional type loan for equipment, you may have done some financing in the past for the company on a commercial side where it's, we have probably, as far as that goes, about 7 different type of options. You can do either a dollar buyout, you can just do a regular loan that's just like a car loan, for example. We hold the title till it's paid off, send the title to you when it's finished type deal. It just really depends on what you wanted to do, really. As far as how we've got everything structured, we keep all of our loans off your personal credit. We do have a couple credit cards and stuff like that if you ever wanted to apply for those that have no interest for 6 months or 12 months, for example, that would report on personal credit. But other than that, every loan is designed to give you the best tax off benefits, stay off your personal credit, and give you a good competitive rate for what's out there in the market today as far as costs and everything goes.
Yeah, your rates, how do they run for an unsecured loan?
For unsecured, that doesn't really have an APR. A lot of the times they're actually shorter than a year, so it's not annualized. But they start out at 10 cents on the dollar, and I've seen them go up as high as 30 cents on the dollar, just depending on the risk.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's every loan's going to be different, obviously. I've had a gentleman qualify for a 3.7% a couple weeks ago on equipment financing. That's the lowest I've seen in a while. They just look at as risk factors as far as business credit, personal credits, time in business, industry type. There's a lot of things they look into, but we rarely have any issues with rate. I mean, our rates are extremely competitive. Do you have any approvals now that you're looking into, or do you know what type of rates you're qualifying for on other items out there, like a mortgage or a car or anything like that?
No, not right now. We just did two Peterbilt trucks, but they were with Wells Fargo through Golden State Peterbilt here in Fresno.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, were you looking for a?
We were looking for some short term, probably to the end of the year.
To the end of the year, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, with that, the way the shorter term ones work, they will lend based off your annual sales, the gross annual sales, actually.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you guys did last year, or a good number to work with on that?
Yeah, we're probably at about $3.5 million.
Okay, so 150 shouldn't be a problem. We'll usually lend right around. Put on 10% of annual sales, and they'll cap it off at around $250,000 as a maximum loan amount. Depending on We can go above that. We can go up to $2 million actually. But usually the cutoff is around $250.
Okay. I don't need that much.
Just to keep it streamlined, $250 is about our highest number before we start asking for like 2 years of tax returns and personal and business and profit and loss and all that good stuff. So, But yeah, I think in your case, it'd be pretty streamlined. We're really familiar with your industry. I actually probably the main guy in the company that does titled vehicles as far as trucks, trailers, and stuff. I work with a lot of vendors out of Texas for some random reason, mostly in San Antonio.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I've got a few connections, too, if you're looking for, you know, good deals on trailers and trucks. So a lot of my clients actually just go to an auction as well, and I'll send them out an approval letter and get the approval prior to that so they can just go in there knowing how much they have as far as approval goes.
Got the two new trucks, and we have couple of other new ones. So, and we have run a lot of older equipment because we do great. We haul. We do a lot of work for Gallo Winery.
Okay. Yeah, you're in wine country, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah. It's coming up quickly. Anyway.
Well, I was there last, actually, went to a wedding at a winery a couple years
really?
Ago.
Oh, really? Probably fled over in Paso Robles or something?
It was actually just outside of Merced, I believe. It wasn't a big winery. But it was right, all I can remember is that it was next to a railroad track. And, of course, the train went through right in the middle of the wedding.
Oh, wow, okay. Big winery or little one?
It was a little one, just a little tasting room. It was nice, though. It's pretty neat. But, for us to look into this, I'd like to get back up there at least to see my buddy. I have a new girlfriend now, so they have to get introduced. He has to approve.
Oh. Okay, you want to come by and see us?
Yeah, sure.
That's fine.
It's about a 6-hour road trip for me, but it's not a bad one.
Okay, if you want to come by, we'll be glad to see you.
Might just do that.
We're right on the freeway. We're right on 99.
Okay, that's not too bad then. The other one was, it wasn't too far out, but...
Uh-huh.
I wish I could remember the name of it. I'm sure you know who it is. It's, I'll have to ask and find out. That'd be interesting.
Okay.
If you guys know the same people.
There's a lot of small wineries that have popped up in the last, I would say, 10 years. I understand that.
I can imagine.
Very up there. You go up to Napa now, and it's, you know, you're on Highway 12, and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic. You think you were in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. The girl I was dating, she'd never really had wine before, and I said, you know, you'd probably like Chardonnay. It's probably a good one to start out with. And she was drinking it like it was a light beer, and I said, hey, it's going to sneak up on you. It's no joke. It's a lot stronger. So she pretty much just slept the whole way home.
There you go.
But, she was addicted after that.
Yeah. The Chardonnays and the Pinot Grigio and Pinot Gris has become very popular in the last few years, too. It's a nice light wine.
Right. I'm more of a dry Merlot person myself.
Merlot.
But I like it all.
We grow Merlot. We grow Merlot and Zinfandel.
Okay.
We're also grape growers.
Neat. That'd be really cool.
Well sometime. Depends what they want to pay.
Right, yeah. I can imagine it's extremely competitive, especially now.
Oh, yeah. But anyway.
Well, the loan itself is...
Do we try and pursue this, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be a good deal for you guys. All I really need, it's more of a cash flow. I mean, personal credit plays a little bit of a factor, but really what they look at is the cash flow to base the amount they lend to you. So they'll need to look at six months of business bank statements.
Okay.
And I assume you guys probably filed as a corporation last year?
No, we're not a corporation. We're a proprietorship.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm on extension for my 2015 tax return. So that's kind
not
of
a big
where
deal.
We're at right now.
Everybody is. So we all
Everybody
need to look
is.
At, pretty much, it's pretty common. We can use 2014, and we'll just use 6 months of bank statements to capture the current cash flow. And then last year's, all I need is the 1040 and the Schedule C, actually, of the tax return, unless you want to send me the whole thing, if that's easier for you.
Well, you probably want the whole 1040?
Well, the 1040 that will actually just show the probably you and your husband's name on there, I assume. And then the Schedule C is going to be the profit loss, basically.
Well, it's got several schedules with it. It's got a farm schedule. It's got the trucking schedule. That's what you want?
Agriculture commodities transport. We'll probably just want to go on the trucking side. Is that going to show on this Schedule C? Is that going to show the $3.4 million on there?
It'll show it on the schedule. Yeah, it will show it on there.
Okay. If you want to send the whole thing, if that's easier for you, that's fine with me, too. A lot of people just have it already PDF'd on an email somewhere, and they can just forward it to me, and I can go through what I need if you want to go that route. Otherwise, yeah, all I need is just a 1040 in the Schedule C, 6 months of bank statements, and I can email you or fax your application to fill out, and that's it.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to go ahead and email it to me.
Sure, Kathy, what's a good email address for you?
It's EAT, E-A-T, Raisins, R-A-I-S-I-N-S, at hotmail.com.
I almost started laughing when I was typing that out. Eat raisins at hotmail.com. It's a neat one.
Raisins at hotmail.com.
How long have you guys had that for?
We're raising. What's that?
You must have had that email address for a long time, I can imagine.
We have had it for a long time.
Yeah, I think I've had my Hotmail account for probably 20 years now. It's pretty funny.
We've had it a long time.
All right, Kathy, well, I'll get that out to you. You've got my direct number. My name's Dennis Sanders, and we'll probably be doing about a half day today. So if you get this over to me on Tuesday, then I can probably get an approval for you as soon as then.
You probably won't get it until Tuesday when I get back in there and get everything.
Well, no hurry on our end. We can work at your pace.
So then we can send it in.
Okay. Sounds good. I assume this is probably the best number to reach you at then?
Yes, this number's good.
And then the 834-2594.
It's my office number, but I'm not there all the time.
Okay.
My office number is 559-834-2594.
2594. Okay, that one was actually already in there. So, all right. Well, good deal. Do you have any other questions for me at this point?
No, we'll see what kind of interest rate you come up with and kind of go from there.
Well, I'm crossing my fingers it's a good one. Unfortunately, I don't know until I get the approval, but I think it will be. You guys sound like a good established business, and that's really what they look at.
We've been around.
So.
Okay.
My assumption is probably what they'll come up with, from my experience, is they'll probably give you a shorter-term working capital option attached with a line of credit as well. That you can access to you.
Okay.
So that might be something you take a little bit of the working capital now, go that route, and then if you need access to the line of credit, that's there for you too. That's what I think is going to happen based off what I've seen lately, but obviously I won't know until I get the approval for you.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
All right, Kathy, well, have a good 4th. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday or Wednesday then.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.